Welcome to another episode of Jibber Jabber, the vocal part of the networking magazine. I'm your host, Sanj Sigal. Joining me today from her London office is Shelley Pinto from TRP Recruitment. Shelley's a seasoned recruiter with over 30 years of experience in the fashion, retail, and lifestyle recruitment industry. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sanj. It's really good to be here and looking forward to sharing my insights with you on the current state of the economy and its impact on recruitment.
Well, let's dive straight in. One of the major shifts we've seen recently is the rise of remote work due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I think it affected, the whole population. Nobody could be exempt from that. How do you think this trend is affecting the economy?
Well, yes, Sanj. I mean, remote working has really revolutionised how people work, and it has had a significant impact on the economy. I think one of the key things remote working has done is it did allow businesses to continue operating during really challenging times. And in some cases, it reduced overhead costs and also opened up opportunities for talent worldwide, as people now just don't have to be based in one country. But there has been a downside to remote working. It has presented a lot of challenges, especially in terms of team collaboration. Right. I think employee morale and peer-to-peer learning has significantly decreased in some cases. Right. And in London, I think I've seen that, we've seen the closure of cafes, restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
There's less people commuting into London daily. Fridays were the main night when everybody would go out after work. And now Fridays do tend to be the preferred work from home day. So This has led to a big impact on the hospitality industry. I think I'm also finding that candidates I speak to don't want to work in an office 5 days a week. People have got used to that flexibility. Mm-hmm. And I also think especially candidates or individuals who graduated or started work in 2020, working from home was the norm. They don't know any different.
No.
So they don't want 5 days in the office. I think as recruiters, we have to adapt to this as the new normal and are having to assess candidates' ability, how they will thrive in remote environments. And companies are also having to find innovative ways to look to build strong virtual teams.
Definitely, definitely. I hear you when you say about Fridays, because Fridays is, was normally a really busy day, but everybody wants a long weekend. So absolutely.
Yeah, Fridays in the West End are not like they used to be, Sanj, are they?
No, not at all. Well, look, remote work is shaping the future of work. Let's talk a little bit about the job market trends. And what are some of the key trends you're observing as a recruiter?
Okay. As you said, I do specialise within the fashion and retail industry, but I do monitor the job market and trends to stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
And I know a lot of people in other recruitment sectors. And I've noticed especially there's been a growth within healthcare, technology and e-commerce. And obviously industries like travel and hospitality have been majorly impacted. There's obviously been a different skill set that's needed as well. So we've seen, a growing demand for skills in areas such as data analytics, AI, cybersecurity, and recruiters are having to work to match job seekers with the right opportunities. And we do provide guidance on upskilling and how they can meet the evolving demands of the job market now.
Yeah, it's ever changing. I was in recruitment many, many years ago, lifetime ago. And I can see how much it's changed. It's a totally different landscape now. Well, that's a good insight. The skills gap is another crucial aspect. How are recruiters addressing this challenge, with the skills gap?
It is a concern for recruiters, and I think we are looking to bridge this gap. Often recruiters will partner with educational institutions, and some recruiters also offer training programs to help job seekers acquire sort of new skills. Mm-hmm. I think from our point of view, we also encourage candidates to continuously learn and to upskill themselves to stay relevant in the changing job market.
Right.
I think people need to be proactive in identifying skills that are in demand for their industry, mm-hmm. and take some responsibility to ensure that they upskill themselves to acquire them.
Right. I suppose continuous learning is the key to staying, you know, to stay updated. Well, yeah. let's shift our focus to diversity and inclusion. It's a phrase, you know, that's been thrown around a lot post-pandemic. How are recruiters prioritising these aspects in the workplace?
Yeah, you're right. As you say, there has been a significant change in diversity and inclusion and a bigger importance played on this areas. And recruiters are actively promoting diverse hirings to ensure that candidates from all backgrounds have equal opportunities. We're working more closely with our clients to meet their inclusive policies, to foster diverse work cultures, to make sure that different people from different perspectives are all coming to the table.
Yeah, and that's important. That's a very important point. Let's talk about the economic recovery. That's what everybody's talking about. Well, in most cases, I mean, you can see the media and they do tend to play it up. But what kind of strategies are recruiters discussing to support businesses and job growth?
I think good recruiters collaborate with their key clients to look to develop economic recovery strategies. There are various ways to do this. I mean, in particular, I work quite closely with some of my clients looking to identify potential growth areas for them, for their businesses, as well as exploring new markets. And also supporting businesses in adapting to changing consumer needs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, recruiters are also constantly engaging with job seekers. We'll offer them career guidance, talk to them about how they can navigate the job market,
right.
You know, how to get their CV right, you know, what to say, how to present themselves during interviews and, you know, in these challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think recruiters really do forge strong partnerships with both candidates and employers. So we do play a pivotal role in driving the economic recovery.
Right, right. You're very much part of it, really. It's like a partnership. Yeah, it's a bit of a partnership.
Yeah, it is a partnership.
So what about the profile of a candidate? You know, can you tell me a little bit about the profile of a candidate for a few roles that you have now? I understand they're confidential. You can't name go too far into it. But, you know, I understand these will change over time. Someone listening in could want to talk to your agency about changing roles or a company that wants to use your services to find candidates.
Wow. Well, obviously, yes, I'd be very happy to speak to anybody if they do want to contact me to talk about their recruitment needs. You know, my sector is very niche. We recruit for roles within the fashion and retail industry, and invariably candidates do need to have a background in that sector, whether it be on the retail side, if it's store side, then we do look for candidates that have got experience working in sort of the premium or luxury retail end of the market.
Right.
Or if it's on the supplier or branded side, we work across design, production, head office and sales. And again, people have got to have some sort of background in that industry. However, I would say that the right attitude is key.
Right.
The ability to want to learn, as well as, you know, being coupled with, you know, it in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said, I've been in recruitment for over 30 years, and I think for both clients and candidates, recruitment is a very personal service, and it is important that both parties get the right fit. It can't just be right for one. The client and the candidate both got to feel it's the right job, it's the right person, career for them. And so as recruiters, we like to speak to people. We need to understand what the candidate wants and also what the client wants. And I think that that is something that cannot be done over email. And although, you know, technology has changed a lot, one of the reasons recruiters are so important is because we do offer a personal service. We're not an automated system. Somebody can talk to us and tell us what they want, and we can listen to them. You can't get that over an email.
No, absolutely. I mean, in a world where so much of what we do is automated, you sort of humanize the process. And it's nice to know that there is a human there at the other end of the phone in this crazy world that we live in.
Yeah, getting a job is one of the getting a new job or changing career is one of the most important things that you do in your life.
Absolutely. It's the one thing we all have in common. You know, we all work. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Shelley, for sharing your valuable insights on these important topics. It was truly enlightening to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Sanj. And it was a pleasure speaking to you today.
And that concludes another episode of Jibber Jabber. If you'd like to talk to Shelley or a member of her team at TRP, I've placed a link in the podcast description box. If you're listening on Jibber Jabber Radio, TRP's website address is on the podcast player. Until next time, bye for now.